Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. It's been part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me, just the two of us. I've got something on my mind, something I want you to share with you. As you know, every week I take a couple of segments and talk about things that are on my mind, and typically something I've talked about, written about recently. And this week, I want to talk about an ignominious anniversary. On August the 13th, this week, 2003, 15 years ago, a single outage in the electric grid beginning in Ohio cascaded across 8 northeastern states, putting 55 million people in the dark for days and thousands of businesses out of business. The great blackout of 03 was a catastrophic reminder that we're all one nosy squirrel in a transformer away from an instantaneous put-you-out-of-business event. 15 years later, the evidence isn't in favor of less exposure for the next 15. It's in favor of more. We're not going to be having less exposure to something like this over the next 15. We're going to have more. Here's a report from CNBC. The FBI, quote, the FBI warned Russian computer hackers had compromised hundreds of thousands of home and office routers. Russia hackers compromised thousands of home and office routers, end quote. That's from CNBC. And this from one of the Department of Homeland Security reports. Russian, quote, Russian government cyber actors have been targeting U.S. critical infrastructure sectors, including energy, nuclear, and commercial facilities, since at least March 2016, end quote. Wow. Scary, isn't it? In 2003, most businesses that were surveyed reported they weren't unaware of a potential business disruption, but incredibly, they also admitted that they knew about it, but they weren't prepared. Thankfully, that response is different these days, as one of our recent online polls indicate. Compared to a similar poll we conducted 5 years ago, this year's business interruption question response turns out to be good news. The number of our respondents who are as ready as is reasonable, they did a pretty good job. They identified the reasons why they were ready. For the next interruption, increased from 18% to 28%, went up a whole 10 points. They're better prepared. 10 points are better prepared. And those who were in good shape, good technological shape, meaning they were backed up and can handle a slightly extended disruption, meaning that their technology was backed up, but they could only handle a certain period of time financially, that increased from 35% in 2013 to 47% this year. That's good news, folks. And the ones who allow that they can't handle a disruption at all dropped from almost in half from 2013 to this year to 22%. That's all good news, folks. I'm proud of you. There are a number of reasons the new poll shows better business interruption preparedness. First, almost every aspect of business today is done electronically, especially cloud-based resources. Consequently, it's idiot-proof, fall-off-a-log-easy to back up your data. In the event of a disruption, most businesses can move to another location and plug in there with less catastrophic interruption than the old days. Of course, the options for retailers are more limited. You guys are planted in the ground. I know that. But today, at least when customers return and you can go back to business, resuming regular business processes needn't to be so painful. Once you got power back and cleaned up and utilities and the internet back, your data is still up in the cloud if you've been backing it up and you go right back to work. Second, Those small businesses that survived the Main Street economy's lost decade from 07 to 16 did so by doing two things. They deleveraged, they got out of debt, and they learned how to operate more efficiently, both of which produced stronger balance sheets and cash positions. Financial strength, my friends, is the foundation of a business outage preparation strategy. I'm going to say that again. This will be on the test. Financial strength, having a stronger balance sheet, having better cash positions, is the foundation of a business outage preparation strategy. Yes, you need generators, and yes, you need to back up your data, but nothing can compare to the power of being financially strong. Well, and this would include risk management resources like business interruption insurance. If you're better prepared financially, you can afford better business interruption insurance. Also, sophisticated tools like those generators I mentioned. The primary advantage of wealth is the ability to afford options. Wealthy people are not happier than you and me. They just have more options. When a business is financially strong, one advantage is they have the option of being better insulated from things that go bump in the night, like hurricanes and electric grid cascades and Russians. Next week, in a companion piece, I'm going to remind you of another unfortunate anniversary. We talk about this next time. And I'm going to offer suggestions on specific steps you can take to prepare for the inevitable business disruption of your future. It's going to happen, right? You know that. So stay tuned. So next week, I'll have some 1, 2, 3s, and 4s, some specific actions you can take to get yourself ready for the next outage. So remember, folks, as the CEO of your business, being surprised and unprepared for the next disruption, the next inevitable business interruption, the one that has your name on it, is unacceptable. You can't be surprised about this, folks. Surprises are for birthdays. You need to have your business interruption plan, your strategy, and your tools, and your financial stuff ready, so that when it happens overnight, in the middle of the night, or with a blink of a switch, as I said earlier, a nosy squirrel in a transformer, all at once, when that happens, you're ready for it. You operate for success, my friends, and you prepare for interruption survival. It's almost 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
You don't love what you got until it's gone. And I found out a little too late.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.